On today's show, Donald Trump and the UAW attack the Ford Motor Company. Cadillac cancels plans for its big flagship sedan, and John responds to your comments in You Said It. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 6th of 2016. Back in mid-March, we reported that Ford would soon announce plans to build a new assembly plant in San Luis Potosí, Mexico. And yesterday, Ford made it official. It will invest $1.6 billion in the plant, which will make the Focus in an all-new electric car that may be called the Model E. Ford did not announce that yet, but we're telling you now. The announcement triggered criticisms from the UAW and Donald Trump. The union called it, quote, very troubling, while Donald Trump called it an absolute disgrace. Interestingly, Ford kind of buried the announcement. It did not even mention Mexico in the headline of its press release. At the same time, it made a big deal about a small investment it's making in South Africa. Yesterday, we showed you how truck makers in Europe want to use autonomous platoons to help reduce fuel consumption and emissions. But another idea is being tested without the use of advanced technology. Spain just started testing mega trucks on its roads. The vehicles are 25 and a quarter meters long, or about 83 feet, and can haul a maximum of 60 tons, or about 132,300 pounds. The Catalan Automotive Industry Cluster is spearheading the project, and it estimates that megatrucks could help lower logistic costs by 22% and reduce emissions by 14% because fewer trucks would be needed to transport cargo. Two megatrucks are about the equivalent of three conventional ones. Spanish automaker Seat, which is owned by VW, is also involved, and Swedish truck maker Scania is building the megatrucks. These types of vehicles are already permitted for use in Sweden, Finland, Denmark, the Netherlands, Portugal, and parts of Norway. And still to come, chipmaker NVIDIA will provide the brains for autonomous racing.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, feel good about driving.
We've just got word of two luxury cars getting canceled. One we expected, the other we did not. Auto Forecast Solutions reports that production of the new Phaeton at VW's assembly plant in Dresden is getting the axe. No surprise there. VW needs to get rid of slow-selling models to pay for its diesel emission scandal. But we were surprised to learn that the Cadillac CT8 has been canceled. It was going to be built at GM's Hamtramck plant, and was going to be Cadillac's flagship sedan, a bigger and more expensive car than the CT6. We see two things going on here. First, the CT8 would have sold in very low volume, and it was probably hard to justify the investment. Second, the dramatic market shift to crossovers and SUVs makes far more sense for Cadillac to invest in those kinds of models. NVIDIA, the company that makes GPUs for video games and has used that knowledge to make control units for autonomous cars, announced it will provide the brains for Formula E's autonomous RoboRace series. It will put its artificial intelligence supercomputer called DRIVE-PX2 into the race cars, which have the computing power of 150 MacBook Pros and is the size of a lunchbox. You know, automakers use the racetrack to test systems and components for road-going vehicles all the time. So why not NVIDIA too? It will be a great way to put its technology into a harsh, demanding environment. Coming up next, it's time for You Said It.
And now it's time for some of your feedback. Robert Stewart has a question about charging electric cars. Can a Volt or Bolt or Leaf be plugged into a Tesla charging station? seems silly for a series of charging sites being created if they only work for a single manufacturer. Well, it might seem silly, but only Tesla owners can use its supercharger stations. You know, the SAE asked all the automakers for input to set the standard for charging plugs, what they call SAE J1772. Tesla even provided input for that standard, and then it went out and designed its own plug that so no one else can use its superchargers. Also, Tesla owners get an adapter when they buy their car so that they can use any public charging station. Doug Watson heard our story on poorly performing headlights. He has a question about headlight lenses that become very cloudy over time. I'm really surprised this has not come up as a safety concern. Has this issue been considered at NHTSA? Well, you know, the good news is automakers no longer use the kind of plastic lenses that can fade from ultraviolet degradation. Even so, it is up to car owners to properly maintain their cars. So getting your headlight lenses cleaned should be no different than replacing worn-out brake pads. But you're right in a way. It was a mistake for automakers to use those kinds of lenses in the first place. Michael Giglieri has a thing or two to say about VW. Volkswagen styling is boring, boring, boring. That's why the cars don't sell. And who wants to drive a car called Golf or Passat? Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Are those stupid names? Well, you know, the reality is those names work fine in most of the world, but you're right, in the U.S. market, they come across as kind of stupid names. Our report yesterday on the work being done in Europe for platooning trucks prompted a number of comments. Whatever 04811 says, what about the driver jobs in the future? Ugh, that is a concern. Commercial drivers is one of the biggest job categories in the economy. But by the same token, the biggest complaint from the trucking companies? They can't get enough drivers. G.A. Brannigan says, why not just build more railroads? If they built a railroad to run the length of I-5, say, that would eliminate a lot of truck traffic. Well, here's a little known fact. The United States moves more freight by rail than any other country in the world. Moreover, the U.S. government does not subsidize the railroad companies, and that's completely the opposite of the rest of the world. But I don't expect to see any new rail lines. It's extremely difficult to get the land and the right-of-ways, and even more expensive to lay new lines. Rob wants to know, if the DOT develops some standards for autonomous cars, what prevents states from establishing their own regulations? Well, nothing will stop or can stop the states from acting on their own, but if and when the U.S. Department of Transportation establishes its own regulations, federal law will always supersede state law. Our report on autonomous race cars kicked off a firestorm of questions and comments. Lisk wants to know, will the cars be connected or will the cars be rolling around free, having to anticipate the next move? My understanding is they're going to be racing under their own means and they're going to have to anticipate and react to what the other cars are doing. And Buzzard says, fans that aren't familiar with the individual drivers can still root for Chevy or Ford or Yamaha or BMW. But with robot racing, who or what am I rooting for? Why do I care what happens or what wins? And Rum and Coke says, I think the robots are already here. Have you ever seen an interview with Kimi Raikkonen? I like that one. Rob says, robo racing could be interesting to me if they had actual drivers competing against the robo cars. Not sure how the race drivers would feel about being on the track with an unmanned race car, but I would watch that. I like that idea. And Spicy Matzo Ball says, come on, guys, robo racing could be awesome. But think real life Mario Kart. If robo racers start flinging tortoiseshells at each other, it's game over for human driver racing. You guys are hilarious. So I want to thank you for all your comments, and please keep them coming. Also, please join us tomorrow for Autoline After Hours. We're going to have the new Cadillac XT5 along with Chief Engineer Paul Spadafora. Here's your chance to get the inside story of how they engineered that car. And that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. And remember, we're going to be right back here again tomorrow.